Farmers still optimistic. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Today's agriculture comes with its share of challenges for the farmers who work the land and provide the food, fiber, and fuel for our country. But even with those challenges and the economy like it is, they are still optimistic.
You have to be if you want to be a farmer. You'll mash your thumb too many times a day. If you're not an optimist, about 2 or 3 days of this, and you'd be ready to go back where you come from. You just have to see the good in everything and hope it's going to get better. I don't ever remember a time my daddy not being able to provide for us. And this farm has always provided for us for the last nearly 200 years.
Jackie Russell is a young farmer from Macon County with 500 acres of row crops, beef cattle, and hay. He says if you can just manage your debt and be careful with how you spend your money, then for the most part, you will be okay. Other challenges facing these farmers include high input costs, urban encroachment, and the weather. But Weakley County young farmer Jay Juergen says if you're a farmer, it's just part of the job.
You have to be optimistic to be a farmer. If you weren't, there's no way you'd get up and do this every day. You have to believe that the next day and the next year will be better than this one.
Now Juergen farms on 4,000 acres of row crops, cattle, and hay in West Tennessee and says despite all the challenges, he loves what he does and wouldn't do anything else. And fellow West Tennessee farmer Casey Youngerman agrees.
Oh, I'm very optimistic. You got to eat. Everyone has to eat. And there's a lot of things going on. The biofuels industry, everybody's harping on ethanol right now, but it's the best alternative we got till we come up with something else. And we're actually invested in an ethanol plant. That seems to be our next field to go into.
Youngerman is from Henderson County and farms 2,200 acres of row crops, beef cattle, hay, horses, and has a custom trucking operation. So optimism is still a big part of farming in Tennessee and looks to remain that way for a while. Have a great day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.